Blog Talk Radio.
Every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. You already know who I am, and to y'all that do not know who I am KC, CEO of She's On, She's On Radio. Look, tonight we're going to have an awesome show tonight. I mean, look, if you got kids around you, please put the babies to bed. It's nothing against you and your babies, but we're going to get real down and dirty tonight, each and every Saturday on She's On Radio. Look, we might can't do it early Saturday, but we're going to try to do it for y'all later, because y'all requested it. Got so many hit-ups about, look, we need to have a grown woman thing, so we're going to do a grown woman thing, doing it right for the fans, baby. So before we go into our show, I definitely want to introduce you all to... Go ahead and say your name. You know, look, there ain't no introduction. Go ahead.
Y'all already know who this is. This is Teddy P calling out of 757. What's going on, ladies?
They heard you. Did y'all hear Teddy?
I think they heard me.
Yeah, I think they heard you, man. I think they heard you. But look, Teddy, how was your weekend, man? How are you doing in this tornado that's going on in Richmond? Well, you ain't 757. This tornado that's going on the East Coast.
Man, I'm doing kind of good, though. I ain't too scared, but you know what I'm saying? If any ladies out there scared and they need a, you know, a teddy bear to cuddle on to, I'm right here.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, so you doing bedroom activity a little early now, boy.
Hey. It is what it is. It's the kind of weather for it, bro. Come on now.
I know. It's the best weather for it. It's the best weather to be cuddling up, getting into something. Yeah, I know what I mean when I say getting into something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Teddy, what is your favorite thing to do to a woman? Like, give us a little tips about your pleasing techniques.
Man, I like to get my lady, if I have one, a full body massage. You know, let her draw a bath for, have some candles in the bathroom. After a nice long day at work, if I get home before she do, tell her go soak in the tub for a little bit, you know what I'm saying, get the room ready for her when she come out, help her dry off, and just give her a full body massage from head to toe. Then go from there.
Oh, no, that's right. Y'all heard that later. Now, when you say a full body massage, now tell us about what do you use with your full body massage?
I mean, I use anything, whatever they want me to use, oils, lotions, baby oil, whatever.
I mean, come on, give us some details on it, man.
I mean, I get the lotion, like whatever smells good lotions they use or whatever. I rub it in my hands first, because ladies, you don't want cold-ass lotion on your back. Rub it in my hand, warm it up. And just gently rub it on their back. Don't rub too hard. Just rub nice and soft and getting them tissues and they, you know, in their back, just rub them. And I hear them start to moan, and I know I'm doing something right.
But brother, what's your favorite place to rub now? Come on, don't be shy now, ladies. Tell y'all want her to tell y'all what it is. Yeah, tell us something.
I like to rub their back, they back to their lower back, and then just rub their ass and go from there, man. Come on now. I take my time. I like to rub the whole body, though.
What's the part of the whole body you like to rub? What's your favorite part of the body that you love to rub? Come on now. Not just the back, man.
I like to rub the front, too.
So what's the front called? Come on now. This is a explicit conversation tonight. Yeah, I see I pick it with Teddy, right? I like picking with Teddy.
You pick it with me, man. You make it, you see. You're making me blush over here now. Come on.
don't brush. We want to know. You know, She's On Radio. Everybody that's listening right now. We have a lot of people listening right now. So y'all freaking too. Everybody that's calling in right now, y'all freaking, I love it. Okay? But look,
you put them.
I'm being scared, man. Peer pressure, yes. Tell them, what you like to rub?
I mean, I like the rub, shoot, but now with the front, I use my tongue for that.
What you do with your tongue? What's your favorite thing to do to a woman's body with your tongue, Teddy? I'm picking with Teddy tonight, baby.
I know you is. I like to, if they like it, I like to, like, you know, kiss them, suck on their neck, and then work my way down to their breast, you know, suck and lick on one while I'm playing with the other one and keep going down unless they decide to push my head down till I get to that weak center, and then they think I'm gonna lick that first. No, no, I'm gonna kiss them in the thighs first and then go to the middle.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what I like to do to the woman. You know what I'm saying? This is what I like to do, Teddy Bear. I'm gonna call you Teddy Bear tonight. Look,
oh, God, don't do that.
I think the best thing to do to a woman, like you said, is right. A good massage. Cause what gets a woman roused up than taking your five hands on both sets of hands and rubbing her in places that she never knew that could be touched, like they could be touched. No, I mean, a lot of women like, yeah, they like the bases, the neck, the titties, you know, rubbing their vagina earlier, the thighs, you know, but me personally, I'm not an original type of girl. I like to rub places that they never been touched before. You know what I'm saying? I'm not real big with the fruits and the toys and all that because, hey, I got weapons right here that God gave me to use to please her. You get what I'm saying?
Amen, bro. I feel you.
I got the fingers. I got the hands. I got the tongue. Some girls like the nose. You got teeth. You can nibble on it. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely, I do agree with you with the full body massage, and especially right there around the kneecaps, right? Y'all try this now. Around the kneecaps, but you got to rub it real slow, and you got to give her what she never had before. You got to kind of tickle it a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But the knee is a lot of women's spot. They just don't know it is. They got to have the right person touching them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. So, good Lord. So what we gonna do, right? We gonna go to area code. we gonna go down the line, but we gonna have a good old conversation tonight, baby. We gonna give everybody a chance to talk that she's on out the dock. I want y'all to press the number one right now. Area code 646-716-6977. To those that are listening right now, press the number one. Let's get this conversation started. Area code 860-990. Talk to KC and Teddy, make it brief, baby. Thank you.
What up?
I look, you're the first one here in this movie.
Because you want to know why? It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. All right, in the bedroom, explicit. I'm going to make it real brief. I like to kiss the back of the kneecaps.
Yes.
Yes, I like to nibble on the nape of the neck. I like to nibble on that spot right below the butt cheek. That's my spot.
That's
what I like to do. I like fruit, syrup, grape jelly, chocolate syrup, honey. I like it all because I love me some kitty cat.
I know that's right.
Did you get a little trembling a little bit
when she said what she was talking about right up below the butt cheek? Did you get that? Did you feel that? I felt a little shivering.
Right below the butt cheek, and you got to nibble real, real soft and slow.
All right.
I need to write that down.
Make a mental note.
Mental note.
Some of y'all ladies need to go to y'all babies need to go to bed because Susan just made it extra.
Okay. I'm not okay. And this is all I have to say. I'm not a breast woman. I'm not an ass woman. I like hands, eyes, and lips. those are the three things. If you got pretty hands, pretty eyes, and pretty lips, you can have me. I'm at your every wish is my command, and I do not mind being submissive. That's
it. That's right.
I gotta go celebrate Mother's Day.
All right.
Yes, sir. And
well,
I hope
so
everybody
much.
Has a great night out there.
You do too. And look, happy
yep.
birthday. Happy birthday. We're not around you right now, but when you get here in August, me and Teddy going to make it up to you, all right?
Ow! All right. Later.
All right, man. Off the chain, Teddy. I know that right. She got the howling on the phone. So y'all ladies need to take notes, baby. That's a veteran right there.
Mm-hmm.
She told you some tips. Now y'all better be nibbling at the bottom of the butt cheek. Did you hear? That's the bottom, girl. Look at
bottom.
That bottom.
That's a mental note. Mental note.
Yes. Anyway, y'all better get right now. Y'all better learn these tips. Next, we're going to go to my hometown. Uh-oh. Area code 804-397. Talk to us. Make us breathe, baby.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
804. I want to talk about the bedroom. What can you say?
All right, talk to us. But the question we asking right now, this is the question we asking right now. Tell us some of your favorite spots that you like to hit on a woman.
We know what it is.
What, you new to this? Come on now, y'all know what y'all like to touch. Y'all know that. Come on now. What's your favorite spot?
Oh, not just like the
rat of
things. Real good from the back.
I know that's right. She better work. She said from the back. Oh, man. Did she hang up?
Mm-hmm.
I was getting in tone.
I know,
man.
Right?
Man. I know what happened. Oh, man. She done hung up on us, man, giving us that good conversation. Lord. Well, ladies, y'all pressing number one. Don't be shy. It's not a place to be scared now. So y'all ladies pressing that number one. We definitely want to talk to y'all. We want to know what is your favorite spot to hit on a woman. Press that number one for us, ladies. Press that number one.
Mm-hmm.
I
think they scared,
bro. I know, man. We got 57 callers on this thing right now. Hold up. Area code 804-878. Talk to us. What's the favorite thing you like to do? What's the favorite spot you like to hit on a woman? What is it? Talk to
her. I would have to say her click.
I know that, girl. Clap for it. You know what? We need some clapping sound effects over here. She said the number one answer. That is the number one answer.
And a round of applause for me.
Yes. That.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most important things to touch on a woman.
Yes, the
G-spot. Yes, the G-spot. So where your G-spot at?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Look, ain't no limits on She's On Radio.
Oh, wow.
That's
nice. A little exclusive, man.
You said what?
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Nah, yeah, next caller.
Oh, wow.
All right. She didn't want to give us information. We were just joking, but look. Ladies, y'all pressing number one. Let's talk. Let's get the conversation flowing. Hit the number one for us. Look, we're going to go on to the next topic. Look, bro, you ask the question next. What's your next question?
What's my next question? I don't even know. I think let's see.
What's the most favorite place somebody would want to have sex right about now? I mean, at this
you said the most
best place to have sex.
Oh, the best place to have sex.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
I'm gonna say whatever place is available.
I feel you on that one.
Very adventurous. Don't need it. Don't need mountains. Don't need beds. Don't need cars. Don't need nothing. You know?
Right.
Especially if it's with somebody you love. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you definitely want to take her to no hotel. You take her somewhere glamorous. You know what I'm saying?
Somewhere classy.
Right. You rent a condo or something. Get to it, you know. I mean, the Motel 6 is cool, but definitely not the Motel 6, because you might be getting it in, and a roast might just jump on you or something, try to kill you while you're in the middle.
Or they might sit there and watch with some popcorn and call their homies, hey, come watch this, this is some good shit.
Yeah, they be in there deep, man. Look, we gonna hit the lines, right? We're going to go to area code 302. My buddy, 302-279, talk to us and tell us. So you, matter of fact, you asked a question, Teddy. You asked him.
Hello?
302.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Casey, it's Toya.
Hey, Toya.
I'm good. Hey. I'm here, too, I think.
I'm sorry, Teddy. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine.
That's good. I see you were taking these women to class earlier. You had me in here with tears. You can't do that.
Who has you in
here? You should have heard me. I was in here clapping like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. These girls don't know. Please take them to class.
Yes, take them to school.
All right, so I'm going to take them to school. And I'm telling my friend, don't laugh at me, because he know when I get in my mood, I be like this. So.
Great.
For my femmes, I'm just going to put it out there and say, don't rush and want your woman to hurry up and please you. Like, let her take like an hour to tease you.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's worth it. Amen, bitch. Yes, okay. Yes. Let me tell you, because when I was with my wife, I made her wait 2 hours before we got down to the serious stuff. Like, you know, that I heard people saying the kissing on the neck and, you know, kissing in between the thighs. All that's old school to me. Like, how about the hot oil massages, the candle wax, you know, make sure it's not too hot, but still pour it on her lightly in the spots that you know that's going to drive her crazy, like in between her butt, in between her thighs, you know, on her nipples. But you got to do it real, real light so she gets that fire. And then get some oil. It's this oil that you can buy from the sex store, women. And you put it on them, and then you blow on it. And when you blow on it, it heats them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have to show you my toy box. I have some things in there, honey. I'm sorry. I forgot I was on the radio. I was about to go.
Keep going.
I know, right? I want to see your toy box.
Oh, I have a toy box, and if you want to make it interesting, like me and my wife, we was into like S&M. Like, I have a sex swing, and I have a stripper pole, and I have a sex bench. The sex bench is like, you know, when you go to the doctor and you have the GYN chair, and you could put the femme in the GYN chair and push her legs all the way back. And And then you could, you know, you take a nice little rope, and you know, you tie her to the chair. And then you use a feather and some pearls. And ladies, not the cheap pearls. I'm talking about the good pearls. And you got to oil her up with the oil that I told you about and blow on it, but then take the pearls and put the pearls inside of her and pull them out slowly, like real, real slow. And what?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I'm a very blunt woman, I'm very upfront, and I've tried it. And for my femmes, if you are listening, trust me, the pearls during quiet time, if you do it yourself, you will be in heaven, because you can't expect for another female to please you if you can't please yourself. That's rule number one. So, you know, with the pearls for the studs, you can't just hurry up and just put them inside of her. You got to put them inside of her slow, and you got to pull them out real, real slow, and just watch her body reaction. Trust me, she's going weak everywhere if you're doing it right. Okay, that's just my little bit of advice, because I can go on and on and on, but I'm going to stop because we have other people.
Oh, my God, why are you stopping? I mean, what's going on?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, the pearls is good. Let me see. A feather is very nice. And if you're into what I'm into, a paddle, a leather paddle, not the cheap paddles. I'm talking about the paddles are like $150 to $200, those ones, because those ones sting. If you pop her ass right, it stings. But most fans love that shit. It makes them wet. So you gotta do it right.
Oh,
not
wow.
Not like one of the ass whoopings that your parents is going to give you, but like that nice little pop to let her know who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. I have a lot of stuff in my toy box.
I want to go play with you.
Her toy box sounds fun.
I know. I want to go in her house and play with her.
I know, right?
Do you want to know what's in my toy box? Let me see. I have a whip, a handcuffs, ropes, oil, feathers, beads, vibrators of all different sizes and colors.
Oh, man.
What else? I have dice. Dice is very nice.
What do you do with the dice?
That's what I want
to
know.
Yeah, what do you do with the dice?
What you do is you let her roll the dice, and whatever number she draws is how many fingers you put inside of her. But you got to make sure that when you put your fingers inside of her, you're just not doing it the regular boring way. You know how you got to put it in and you got to curve your hands so that you're hitting her spot as many times as on the dice. So if she rolls a 6, you need to hit her G-spot 6 times. But you got to make sure you're doing it correctly.
I just want to know, can I come play with you? Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying. I want to come play.
Oh, no. Listen. My wife died in November, and I've been celibate ever since then. Trust and believe. My hormones have been jumping, but I can school females on sex. I might be young, but I like to really know a woman's body. And when you take the time out to really know your woman's body, you can really please her beyond words. It just depends on how much research you're willing to do. And if I love a woman and I want to really make sure I'm pleasuring her the correct way, I'm going to research her body all the way.
I just want to take your place. Can I take your place? I'm over here like, can't even hardly talk right now.
Why? I can't talk, but it's okay. It's okay because, Casey, you know what I was telling you earlier. Kels is good. Kels is a good stripper, but she wouldn't be able to handle a woman like me because it's more than sex to me. If you can't make love to your shorty's soul, and I mean make love to her soul, then you can't make love to her body. And there is two different ways to do it, honey. And most studs don't know how to. Tell me, you make love to my soul first. And then make me come afterwards. And I'll let you know if you did correctly.
Ooh,
no. No, that's right. She better work.
I know, right? I won't take her class. I really do.
Listen, you can take, y'all can take my class because on my show, The Juice Coming Up, I am going to speak about it. I'm going to take the studs to class, the ones that think that they have pipe game, they really can't pipe right because either they get the wrong size or they get a size that's too big and they really can't control it. I need to take some women to class. I'm sorry, studs out there, if you're listening, but your pipe game is not all that if you're not doing it the right way. Just because your woman is climbing the walls does not mean you're doing it the right way, boo-boo. You can just be her.
I know how to do it, but I mean, I don't mind learning things, you know.
I can teach you a few things, trust.
I'm
my class is always open. Just make sure you bring a pencil or a pen and a black and white notebook. Trust me, your woman will love you even more at the end of the day by the time I get finished.
I know that's right. She's taking you to school, boy. You better take that little black notebook with the white ridges on it, boy, with the white thing and the goddamn.
I'm gonna be on time for this class. Yes, I am.
I'm just make sure. Don't worry. I'll be in your state next month. I don't mind. I will sit there and take you out of school. It's no problem. Just know that you're not going to be able to always get an A in my class. You got to make sure you put in the effort because I'm going to ask. I don't have no problem asking the ladies, did she do her job that night? And if she didn't, that's going to be an F.
Oh, hell. I don't know. I want to make straight A's.
You want to be on the dean's list, not make straight A's.
I want to be on the dean's list.
I don't think I don't think you ready for her today.
I'm about to leave y'all because y'all gonna, y'all other callers is gonna, they gonna kill me. They gonna cuss me out. They probably cuss me out on Twitter right now.
I'm liking it. They liking it.
They got to understand. Listen, I hope they do. I am very real and very open. You can ask me any question when it comes to sex, and I will put it all out there. I'm never ashamed of me. I love pussy. I know how to work pussy, and I definitely can make your girl come if she in my bed. So it's not. Mm.
Yeah,
I know that's right. She better work. She better speak, girl.
I'm about to go get me a glass of wine right now.
That's what I'm talking about. That's some real stuff right there. She told you. Y'all better hear that. You hear that? Y'all better make that boo-boo come, girl. Y'all better make her come, boo-boo.
It's like this.
Because they did take her class.
It's a storm going on down here. And the clap and the thunder and the lightning. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yes. Off the chain, girl. Off the chain. Well, definitely, my friend, do not go nowhere. You already know I'm coming right back to you. Did she hang up on me? She hung up on us, bro.
Oh, man.
She hung up on us. We're going to go to area code 804-397. I'm sorry, ladies. Y'all was really getting into the class because I was, too. I had my notebook, girl, my pen, and my paper. I was getting it in. I was writing this stuff down. And I ain't going to lie to you. So area code 804-397. The question is, Lord, she done made me forget the question. What was the question? You made the question up, Taylor.
Oh, I forget. Cash up, like, we need another one.
Let's get another question going. Area code 804-397. Tell us one of your favorite. What's one of the spots on your body that people can touch and you just click like that? Talk to us.
My nipples.
Uh-oh. I mean, she was blunt with that shit. She say, hey, how you doing, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. She said, shit, my nipples. I know that's right.
You got her nipples.
You said what? You got anything else you want to say? Don't be scared.
We want to know y'all want to get touched.
You said what?
Well, y'all want to get touched there. It's our favorite spot for them to touch on you. You know, some guys is just kind of tight when it comes down to them getting clean. So, you want to flip it around on y'all real quick.
Yeah, well, I'll let Teddy go first. Teddy, what's your favorite? I guess. She
what's
asked you a question.
What was the question?
The
question. The spot for them to get down on, you know.
You asking me where's my spot?
What is your favorite spot?
On a film?
No, on you.
Talking about on you?
my ears.
What?
My ears on my neck.
Your ears
are in the middle. Oh, Lord. I mean, y'all done got Teddy quiet over there.
Yes, that's how they do, though. That's my whole point.
Teddy, where you at, man?
I'm right here.
Question. She want to know what's the spot, baby. What's the spot to get you going? What is it, man?
I
want to
know because I like on that girl if she do let me suck on her nipples. It's something
I like that too, right? You know what?
What's up with you on these nipples, girl?
I like those big titties.
What'd you say? You like the titties? Ain't nothing wrong with that. The titties is a terrible thing to waste, boy. Nah, but you know, since Teddy not gonna answer the question with you say studs, I don't classify myself as stud. I'm a new label.
Studs be so uptight, so it's hard for them to tell. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shit, touch me anywhere, baby. I ain't got no limits. I ain't the type of person. Touch me wherever you please, baby. Just don't stick no fingers in my cuckoo coo. You know what I'm saying? In my boo boo boo. But anywhere else, baby, I'm aimed to please, but I'm a pleaser. So, it is what it is.
Well, I'm glad you
I was trying to answer the question.
Look, you got too quiet, man. They were getting ready to hang up.
You know, it's a storm going on down here in the 757. So, my spot, like I said, is my ears, my neck, basically anywhere. Period. You gotta know how to do it right.
Putting my tongue inside of your ears. Is that nasty?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
How people get them? So
she gonna crash storm again, y'all. Look, watch it.
I'm good. I mean, hey.
She actually can. She put her tongue in your ear.
In my ear?
Yeah.
I don't care.
No.
All right, good night, ladies.
Oh.
Bye, Barbie, signing out.
Thank you so much for calling that. We're going to hit up area code 248. The question of tonight is, what is the spot on your body that just gets you like, 248-242, talk to us.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Casey. Hi, Teddy.
Hey.
How you doing? This is Christian.
All right. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. Now, let's see. My spot would be my butt. That's my spot. And my favorite place to have sex would be, one of my favorite places would be if I did it that. I ain't did it that. But on my balcony.
On your balcony?
Yeah.
Oh, right now.
I heard that.
In the thunderstorm while I was learning.
Well, is a thunderstorm going on outside my house?
Well, hon, you was in VA and I am in Michigan. That's not going to work.
I'm just saying.
It's the thought, but I don't think so.
Oh,
damn. That'll be some hell of a shit, though, from here to there.
Yeah, no, right?
Right. You know, I love y'all. I listen to y'all every night. I said tonight I'm going to press more so I can talk to my face.
Oh.
Just say hi and talk nasty-ass shit to y'all.
I know that's right.
Get us all hot and bothered. I got to go now.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Fans don't seem to understand, and they need to know their studs. They need to know their studs. One thing is, I said it before, at the end of the day, we all women.
Exactly.
Some studs like what a fam likes, except for the insertion parts of the fingers and the boo-boos and the cuckoos.
I know that's right, girl. Mm-mm. Don't put your hands in here by my cuckoo girl. Mm-mm, don't play that no more.
No,
ma'am. No, ma'am. No, girl.
No.
Don't
fingers in the cuckoo or the boo boo.
Yeah, don't put your fingers down there, girl. They might get chopped off. I ain't playing with you.
Oh.
You could touch around it, Chad, but don't you stick them in. I ain't with that. Mm-mm.
Right. Casey, I heard you say that you don't have a label.
I don't.
You don't consider yourself a thug?
No, I don't consider myself a thug. I don't consider myself a family. Want me to tell you why? Because studs, it's a million studs, it's a million fams, it's only one KC. That's just how I look at it. You feel what I'm saying? Because the things I like to do in the bedroom, you know, if you look at Facebook and Twitter and all the other people, studs ain't allowed to do it, baby. I like to get my stuff plucked. I like
right.
my poo-poo leg. I like my nipple
right.
touch. I like for a woman to touch me. I like for a woman to speak to me. Sometimes I like to go in a club and do a dip or something. I like to vogue too. You know what I'm saying? So,
I think they really like that, but they don't want to say because it's not what a stud is supposed to be or supposed to do. So I agree with you when you say it's no labels because I don't think everybody is don't fall into the same category. You know, like my stud say, I call him my stud, but my fool, she say, it's nothing that's black and white, it's shades of gray.
Exactly.
You know
just
I'm
call
saying?
Me KC, baby. I don't want to be labeled as no stud. That ain't, you know what I'm saying? That ain't me. All right, just call me KC. Like, whatever,
exactly.
You know. I ain't with all the labels.
Why you so quiet?
Because I was listening to y'all talk.
You like, huh? You ain't got nothing to say. You quiet as hell.
I got a lot to say. I understand what my brother's saying, because sometimes I hate being called a thug because it's too much. It's like a job. There's too many
right.
qualifications. I like what I like.
Exactly.
You do it right, hey, I'm a moan just as loud as you.
I know that's right, bro. I'm a lesbian. I'm a woman that like woman. That's what I am.
I might scream too. You do it right. Hello.
Right.
What'd you say?
I want to commend y'all on the restraint that you guys have on some of these callers. Ooh.
Yes, we have some very special callers, but you know what? We
Ooh.
Love them. Each the
same.
Most,
since I've been listening to the show, my most memorable caller, Lil P. That was my most memorable caller. I was on the phone. Do y'all remember her?
Yeah. That one, the drunk one, was.
No, that's the one that was talking about the pants hanging to the ground and booty doll.
Oh, clothes, yeah.
Plastic dicks in the pants and all of that. That was her. I was like, oh, wow. She need to post her number so I can call her and talk to her, some sense into her phone, because, ooh, I couldn't even understand where she was coming from. But
yeah,
she
was
on.
Mad, though. She was mad that day, but, you know. We love her, though. We love her and her
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, we do. It's all love. don't be calling me no bitch on Twitter. It's okay. I love you. It's all right. You're tired of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely want to thank you for hitting us up. Don't go nowhere, though, because
yeah.
this show has just begun. It's going to get worse, okay?
Oh, no.
So,
I'm going to listen. Yeah.
All right, now. You know, look, this is so we don't holler at a do girl. You know what I'm saying? So you got to listen in.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Right.
Area code, ooh, another 804. Richmond, Virginia is definitely in the building today. Area code 804-236. Talk to us and tell us your favorite spot on your body, the favorite place to have sex. Let me throw it. What's the other one, Teddy?
I don't know.
Just tell
My
us something. All right. Area code 804-236. Talk to us.
Hi.
Hi.
Alright.
Hello. Hello. How are y'all doing tonight?
Are you?
Do y'all know who this is?
Yep. 502.
Oh, okay. 562. But my spot, hands down, my neck or my ear. I'm with Teddy on that one. shout out to the school, the school you girls with they had all the little tips and stuff with the booty thing. Yeah, shout out to her.
I know that's right with the bees. You talking about the one with the bees or which one are you talking about? The first one.
With the one with the under the booty cheek.
Boy. Oh, you talking about Susan. Yeah, she
yeah.
told you about that booty sheet, baby. She like it like that. Ain't no wrong with that. I know that right.
I got
What's your
question.
Favorite? Okay, ask us.
Oh.
Talk to us.
All right, I'll wait. What booty you about to ask?
You know how about that. Look, what's your favorite place to have sex? That's the other question we asked.
It depends.
Oh, that's right. Anywhere. Very well.
Very well.
No, that's right.
Oh, yeah. You get down very well. Well, I'm in the car. We in the car, and I feel like jumping. We going for what we know.
Uh-oh.
Anywhere.
No, that's right. Spontaneous adventures.
Yeah, anywhere. Ain't no limit. Ain't no limit to just sex.
Heard that.
Well, I got a question for y'all. I'm going to ask
okay.
Teddy first, because Teddy kind of quiet tonight.
Oh, Lord.
What's the craziest place you ever had sex with? That you think
is crazy? The craziest place I ever had sex
was
on the beach. And then in the car.
Oh.
While people was watching.
Oh, okay. Now that's what probably would make it crazy. But the beach, that's like a fantasy for me. I ain't never did that before.
Oh, you'll love it, trust me.
All right, Casey.
Oh, Lord, put me on the spot again. I'm going to have to say, I don't know if I'm in most states, everybody got a skate lane, right? When I was 17 years old, they had a skate fight, right? Everybody was getting their love. It was one of them bump and grind skate fights. Weren't too many people on skates. Everybody was dancing, right? So I started getting it in on the floor. Front of everybody. I ain't care. Shit.
Oh, wow.
No limits.
That's not a bad idea.
I mean, look, I was a baby, man. I was a baby, and I did some crazy things in my youth, but I would definitely say that has to be the craziest thing I have ever did in my life was have sex in public at a skating rink.
Yeah, you done scared me, because my baby wanted to skate man today. Lord, I know.
Oh, no, it wasn't no baby party. It was a grown thing. You remember them skate parties, man, skate?
Yeah, I remember.
On Williamsburg Road, yeah. Them janks used to be out the chain. Excuse me, all of you on the phone. But, yeah, I'm sorry. Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm, boo-boo.
Happy Thanksgiving.
For real. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just crazy.
Yes. After dark.
After dark. No limits.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. Well, I think that's all the questions I had. Anything else y'all want to ask me for y'all pick me off?
What we're going to do is we have a couple more questions lined up in the queue. So all we're going to say is don't go nowhere because it's going to get worse. The topic is going to get worse.
It's about to get
better.
No, don't say worse. Say better.
It's about to get worse.
Why got to be worse? Why got to be worse?
See, better. Let me tell you something. Better is for the good and worse is for the explicit. Okay?
I think better is
the
explicit.
Better just going to be, yeah, you know, we're going to talk about a little second titties or something like that, but the worst, we're going to talk about how we're going to lift them sagging titties. You get what I'm saying? We're going to feed them sagging titties,
and,
baby.
And speaking of which, that's like a turnoff for me. I don't know why, but somebody, the first thing you grab my titties, That's like a turn off for me. I don't know why I feel like that. Now, we into it, and you know what I'm saying, you touching yourself, and that's something different, but for some matter, it just, I hate that. I don't know why. I just always do it. Please don't let that be the first thing you go for.
Heard that. I'm not really a breast person. I mean, they okay. They are okay, but I'm more of like the bottom.
I'm just thinking that people, you know, assume that because I'm heavy chested that, you know, that's what I want, but that ain't true. That, you know. But what do you want? I mean, I just know everybody just be grabbing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I know they big, but I mean, that'll turn me off. It's like that's the first thing you go for.
I mean, going for the breast ASAP, like, right now and right then, that's, like, should be a turn off to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it should be other places that need to be pleased before you even go down to touching the breast or touching the vagina. You know what I'm saying? It should be other things that go down. So I agree with you on that.
Exactly. Like, if you can't please me over top of my clothes, then I don't even want you to get to the under the clothes. Like, I just, you got to make love to my whole man, everything, like, so. You going for the gusto right off the back then, I'm going to stop you. Unless we just having a drunk, wild-ass night and we just both on that page. But if we, I don't know, I'm into the love mix.
Heard that.
You
know,
heard
that,
Daddy? Yeah, I heard that loud and clear. That's why I'm over here making mental notes right now.
Yep. I'm a grown woman. I'm a little child.
All right, man.
I do more than just have sex with me. Just trust me, I'm going to be your man.
Fair that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I hear you loud and clear.
I'm waiting for the next go round, so I'll talk to y'all in a minute.
All right. Don't go nowhere. It's going to get worse, baby. We hit you back in the video like that.
Going to get you, man.
All right, sweet. All right, we're going to hit you back, all right? All right. All right, we're going to go to area code 770. We want to know, what's your favorite spot? What's the best place to have sex? And we'll figure something else out. Talk to us.
All right. My spot is right on my back, right where my neck and my shoulder blades meet. I can be riding down the car. I could be riding down the road. If my girl reach over and touch the back of my neck, oh Jesus, Lord Jesus, oh glory! And like sometimes she'll walk up behind me and just blow. Yeah, that's the spot. That's the spot. Oh, Jesus. That's the spot. And I have a tattoo right there. And, like, when the guy was doing my tattoo, I was getting wet. It was just, like, because it was, he was touching it. Ugh. But anyway, my favorite place to have sex is anywhere where there is an increased possibility that I might get caught.
Okay.
I
know
that's
right. You eventually.
Anywhere. Oh, my God, yeah. And I like to have sex in places where there are people. And because it's that adrenaline of, oh, my God, what if somebody catches us? That just takes it to a whole other level. So if I can potentially get caught, that we need to get down right there.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It ain't no fun if can't nobody else see it. Made for TV, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's what I like. That's what I like.
All right. So what are some of the spaces on a woman's body that you like on a woman's body? What are some of the spots?
I like thighs a lot. I love thighs. I love grabbing them and licking them and kissing. This is something about a woman's thighs I absolutely love. A woman's back is just, we're just perfectly made. Like, we really are. God really, really, really took some special time with us because the way our backs curve, back and thighs. Back and thighs. Yeah.
Back and
everybody
back.
Likes, yeah, your thighs and your back, that's just sexy. And everybody likes tits and ass, but we're so much more than tits and ass, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much more to a woman's body besides her tits and her ass. And I love lips. Like, I can literally kiss all day long. Like, I could, like, not even eat and just kiss because I just love the feel of a woman's lips on mine. I just love it.
Ain't
nothing wrong with that. I'm just over here being really, really quiet thinking about that right now. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question, Teddy. Are you listening to the voice, man?
Yes, I am.
I think it's the voice, man.
Teddy, you've been quiet the whole show. Don't even blame it on no voice. You've been like this the whole show. I've been listening. Your tub been tired the whole show.
It has. It's so open outside, man. I got thoughts going through my head.
Lord Jesus.
What?
I guess that's why you do a late night show. So your thoughts can just go all over the place.
Pretty much.
So that's my 2 cents.
I'm not trying. I ain't going to be quiet too much longer, though.
All right. I'm going to wait and see. I'm listening for you, Teddy.
And if I am quiet, what you gonna do to make me make some noise or speak?
I'm gonna teach you something, babe.
Oh, you gonna teach me something?
Cause I know how y'all do. Sometimes it be 16-year-olds on y'all show. I'm gonna have to tweet it to you. Mm-mm.
Okay, you can do that.
All right, you guys.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks.
All right. Area code 804-397, talk to us.
Yeah. That craziest place I had sex was in Aspen, South. I'm on the floor. at a party.
Well, damn, everybody like it adventurous, don't I? I know that's right.
Ain't nothing wrong with being adventurous.
Team See Me. That's what I'm talking about. Well, that's definitely adventurous. That's the only place.
And in the front seat of the car. But it was how about at a tire shop while you waiting to get your tire fixed? You just have a little moment, you know.
Oh, that's right. You got any questions to ask? Did they hang up again? Lord, they like to get us wet and run. That is messed up now on this joint.
Why is they hanging up, man?
I don't know, man. Area code 44437. Tell us exactly what are some of the spots that you like to touch on a woman? What are some of the spots that just drive you crazy on your own self? And what's a hot spot to have sex? Talk to us. Area code 254. Oh, 254-624.
Wait, what? I didn't know I was in the queue of thingy.
You said
I
what?
I was just trying to listen. I said I didn't know I was in the queue. I was just trying to listen.
All right, so why you here? Want you to talk? Come on, talk to us. We want to know. Come on now. I'm gonna be scared.
I'm not scared. Okay, what was the question?
You said what?
Okay, what was
the question? All right, here comes my first question. What is a spot on your body that if somebody was to touch you right now at that spot, you would scream and say, whoop, whoop. What is the spot?
My ear. My right ear, to be exact.
There's another ear person.
At the top.
Oh, man. That's how I am.
Huh?
I said, that's how I am.
Yes, it's just... That's a bad place to be.
See, y'all in these ears. Now, what if somebody just come down and lick on y'all ear and just bite it off? Now, that would not be sexy.
No. Bite it off. What? Oh, no.
I mean, she just come chew it off, then what you going to do now? That going to be sexy to y'all, too?
No. That's going to ruin the moment. Like, it can bit off my ear. What the hell?
I mean, y'all saying y'all like the ears. All right, so explain to me, how do y'all like the ear to be touched? Like, what way would a person have to touch it to make you melt?
I don't know, man. It's sensitive right there, like. The lightest thing, man.
Okay, we say, all right, you say you're sensitive, right? So give us a description of how the tongue or the finger will make you even more sensitive.
Not the finger, that doesn't do anything, but...
So it ain't the fingers. Okay, so tell us the motion of the tongue. Like, tell us, give us descriptions of it.
I mean, if you blow on it, yeah. Like, if you, like, I can't explain it, you gotta.
Okay, you say blow on it, right? So, are we talking blowing on it with a, are we talking about? Like, what blow are you talking about? Which one of these blows? Well, y'all stop laughing at me. Which one of these blows will, you know. Yeah, give us
not
some
the
details.
Second one. You sound like a big bad wolf.
I don't know that's right. She been to blew the hell off on
it. Like just like a, you know, like a playful blow, you know.
For kind of like a silent whisper.
Yeah.
You say that the big bad wolf blow? I know that's right, girl.
Oh Lord, not the big bad.
Yeah, be gone, girl. No, that shit gonna hurt.
Oh my God.
So what's a hot spot? What's a hot spot for you to have sex? Like if you haven't had sex in a hot spot, what would be one of the spots that you would like to get your ear blowed off on?
Man, if I could hold my breath underwater.
Ooh, having sex on that would be hot.
Right. I'm the,
yeah.
But I can't hold my breath that long. So.
That would be high for TV. Too high for. But you know they have like the little tubes and stuff now. Like they're making the. I forgot what they call them. Like you breathe in a little tube or something. Like the divers have. You know the people that dive.
Oh, okay.
You better put on one of them water masks. You might can't kiss her, but you sure can get in on that one. Be kissing like dolphins.
Dolphins. Really?
Be dolphin kissing. Penguin kissing down there, girl.
Dolphin kissing. That is new.
Put
that
on
Facebook. Dolphin kissing.
Two oh, half a TV. Late. That's what I'm talking about. Look, ain't no limits over here. We gonna talk about it all.
I see.
You got to be ready for she's on radio, girl. We bring the pain. We bring
the heat. Huh? How do you know y'all was having a show tonight? I ain't talked to y'all in like 5 days.
See, what had happened was, right, I was downstairs and it was a tornado. I guess it was a tornado. I guess it was a little mini tornado going on in Richmond today. I said, damn, I was just sitting there. I was thinking about some nasty, freaky stuff. And I said, you know what? We don't never had no nasty, freaky show. You know what I'm saying? So I said, look, I'm not going off because it's storming out here. I said, you know what? I said, Teddy, look, let's do a show. Let's just, we wasn't here the other day. Let's just make up for the other day. No?
Okay.
So,
y'all do y'all shows too early now, man.
What? We started at 12 o'clock. We started in the middle.
No, not tonight. Not tonight. It's about other, like, Thursdays.
Are you talking about, oh, see, Thursday, what happened was, man, I tell you, had some.
No, not that day. It's about other days.
Yeah, you're talking about the 8 o'clock show, right?
No.
What show are you
9 o'clock.
No, we're not at 9 o'clock anymore. We at,
not
oh,
nine,
it
like,
is 9 o'clock over there.
Yeah, and, like, I don't get off of work. I don't get home until, like, 10:30, and then, like, you know, people be talking a lot, so, like, when I call in, I don't get to talk to y'all. That's why it's been, like, a week since I talked to y'all. Oh, I'm all right. Makes you want to cry a little bit. Well, Chris?
Well, look, we might work it out, all right? I've talked to Teddy. We'll have a conference or whatever, we might work out a good time. We debating a time right now anyway. So.
Okay.
Because, you know, radio was, you know, at first we was just doing it just to test it out, but now it's going to be a big thing. So we want to definitely make sure we get everybody, we want to know what times y'all want us to be on. So I am going to do a poll at the end of the show so I can start writing the votes down. I'm going to, you know, hit up on all the different websites and stuff that we have fans too, and we just gonna pick a time.
All right.
We here for you, okay?
All right.
Thank you for coming on, all right?
All right, y'all have fun.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Dolphin.
All right, sweetheart. All right, area code 302-279. She already know what the deal is. Talk to us.
KC. My friend wanted to answer your question, right? But he's a gay guy, so it's coming from a gay guy perspective, not for a woman. It's for the gay guys out there.
All right, put them on.
And I'm going to answer the question afterwards. So their question, right, is where's the spot on your body that you really like? Lord Jesus, I'm trying not to really throw up. Please don't give me too much information.
Oh, God.
All right, so that's KC and that's Teddy. You guys say hi.
Hey, KC and Teddy.
Hey.
How you doing? All right.
Uh-oh, say it again. Say it one more time. Please give it to us one more time.
How you doing?
I know that's right.
Okay, catch us on the juice anyway. Be airing later on this week. Anyway. Oh, sorry. What is the question?
The question is, one of the questions is, what is a hot spot to have sex at?
Hot spot? Well,
I'm what you did.
Well, it was in Macy's on the second floor inside the bathroom.
I don't know that's right. A top notch
yes,
one, girl.
If you want to get into details, look at here. I was in one stall, he was in another stall, but my dick was out, and he and like he was underneath giving me his, and I was like, "Whoo, baby!" And then it ended up turning to him in the stall with me, and it was good.
Oh my God! Stop it! No, you did not see that. My face is.
Because I wanted David for the show. But, so that's actually the craziest place. But it was cool. I love it.
Yes.
Y'all still there? Y'all got quiet for a minute.
Man, I can't stop. Like, I mean, but he gave us life. I couldn't stop laughing. It was just.
But don't get it twisted. I'm not a hoe, though. But that's just what happened one day.
Oh, that's not a hoe, honey. That is a human. Sometimes we gotta get in where we at.
Yeah, that's my baby. But let me see, cause we gonna go back and forth. So my spot. Let me see. I used to give Randy head at the movie theater, but I wanted it to be a packed movie, like a Tyler Perry movie. But one time they caught us, and I still kept going until she came. Nigga, stand there and watch. Shit, I'm going to get her off, and then we're going to be done.
Y'all are going to change.
But I think the best place to have sex is, and I had sex with this femme when I was going to college. It was fun, too. But I had sex with her on top of a Jeep in the pouring down rain, and it was so sexy. And she had shoes on. Oh my God! And I just bent her over and did what I did, and she did what she did on the car. And yes, the memories. Oh my God.
Okay. Girl.
Oh Lord, I'm having a vision of that in my head.
Oh my God. So let me tell you, Casey. She was Filipino, right? And her hair fell down to her butt. Oh my God, she liked it hard. So she liked when I used to grab her hair and wrap it around my hand and just talk shit to her. I used to be like, "This all you gonna fucking do? Like back that shit up. What you want it for? Like back it up." She'll turn around, start speaking in her language. I'd be like, "Oh my God, yeah." Okay,
threw her ass on the Jeep, goddamn, speaking that shit, girl. That shit would turn me on.
Oh, God. She started speaking that, and I started speaking French back to her. Oh, my God, guys.
She was like,
"Yeah, bitch. Yeah."
No, that's right.
She was like, "How about you, party?" No, she used to talk shit. She was like, "Oh, that's all you could do? You can't go harder than that?" I used to be like, "Huh? Put your legs behind your head. Watch how I go." And she could do it, too. She was so flexible. Oh, my Lord, Jesus, Father. Okay, what's the next question?
Lord, y'all made me forget the question, honey.
Right? I done forget. Oh, God.
Okay,
go ahead,
see,
ask
come
some
on.
Question, Ted. We're going to let Teddy have some fun today. Go ahead, Teddy, ask some question.
I can't. Look, right now, I can't because I just had a vision of seeing that in my head. Jesus, help me.
Oh, it was good. Like, she put her legs behind her head, and I went and, you know, I saw her pussy like I was supposed to. Oh, my God. And she tasted so sweet. Oh, my God. It was everything. When mixing with the water, oh my God, it was heaven. It really was.
Oh my God, I wish I could. I just want to watch. I'm sorry.
My God, that was the same girl. That was the same girl that for Randy's birthday she wanted a threesome, but she didn't want to have sex with the girl. She wanted me to have sex with the girl and watch. Oh my God. Just let's just say the whipped cream and the chocolate got everywhere, and I was fucking loving it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Next question.
The Lord is
have you ever had a threesome before?
It's okay to breathe. I told y'all earlier, I am open. You can ask me any question. I don't care. I'm not like your last caller who was real quiet, act like she didn't want to speak. This is a grown woman topic. If you do not want to, if you call in and you want to speak to the girls, then you need to speak to the girls. You cannot be scared, honey. If you like what you do and you do what you do, then speak about it.
So what's your favorite position? Answer me that. What's your favorite position? We want to know. I know it's a common question, but it's a hot question.
No, let me tell you. I love me hit from the back. But let me tell you, not the ordinary way. I want to put one leg on the counter, and I want to bend all the way over on the counter so that my ass is in the air, and the person is behind me, and they're just going as hard as possible because I can't move nowhere. I'm on the counter, and the counter is not going to move unless you really go hard, and I would love for the counter to move. So I'm going to move right with it. But,
oh, Lord.
So, but this is the thing. If you a stud, make your woman put on some nice high heels, like some heels that's really, really high, because it's going to make her a little bit taller. It's going to make her ass poke out. That's the point of wearing shoes when you are a woman, son. And friends, when we put on shoes, it's so that our ass pokes out, because when you're in sneakers, you can't really see it. But when you're in shoes, stilettos, or platforms, your ass will stick out. So you put her up against the counter in the kitchen or the bathroom, put her leg all the way near the faucet so that her ass and her pussy is in your face. You can't miss it. And then you enter her, but all the way, and then you deep stroke, because that's the only way she's going to feel it, and her G-spot is going to get hit every time.
Lord,
I didn't.
I'm too old for this conversation. Now I need some blood pressure pills.
Yeah. I'm not.
I mean, does that answer your question?
Yes,
it answers mine.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, anybody else on here need some oxygen? Y'all need some oxygen?
I need some. Can you give me some?
Row three, oxygen.
Oh,
yeah. Lord Jesus.
So you got any questions
you want to ask us?
Yeah. Okay, so are you guys both studs? Are you guys stud and femme?
I am myself. I'm Casey.
But I just want to know what Teddy is and what are you?
Well, Teddy, go ahead and answer your question. I like for Teddy to go first.
Oh, I feel so special. I'm just Teddy. So people say I'm a stud, so I guess I'm a stud. Shit. I don't know.
So as you being a stud, because some studs just don't like to get head, but as you being a stud, do you like head? Like me, if you a stud or if you a femme, I don't care what you are. Like, I like to go down. I like to give more than I receive, because I can always come off of giving you head, because you're going to come, so I'm going to come. So do you enjoy getting head?
Damn right. Hell yeah. Give me in. I don't care.
Hell yeah. I'm just saying, because, you know, it just baffles me that, like, you know, because ever since my wife died, I haven't did anything with anybody. But most of us be like, no, because I'm just touch me not. Like, don't touch me. And don't, bitch, you are still a female. Like, I want to eat your pussy. And if you're with me and we're going together, bitch, you better lay down and open your legs. There is no fucking not touch me not. I wanna drink cum, and you're gonna fucking lay down and let me do it. Like, what do you mean? No, touch me not. Like, that's played out.
I'm about to lay down right the hell now. The way you said that just made me want to lay down right now.
I'm serious. Like, I can't stand it. Like, when I'm with somebody, like, there is no touch me not. No, the only thing I can respect is that I can't pipe you. But if you a femme, I'm gonna pipe you the fuck down, because you a femme, so I'm going to dick you down all the way. And trust and believe, for the ladies that are listening, my pipe game is the shit. I have practiced and learned, and trust me, I am on point with it. I'm drunk, so don't forgive me that all this is really coming out like this, but
I'm about to shoot. I need to drink my damn self.
But that's the only thing that I can respect for the that I will not do. I understand that you don't want to be piped down. You want to pipe me down. But if you're going to pipe me down, make sure your fucking pipe game is on point. Because if it's not, bitch, I'm going to tell you to get up and turn around. That's it. But to tell me that I can't eat your pussy, you can put your clothes on and walk out the door, because that's what I want before I get the game get started. Like, no.
Oh, my God. Jeez. I'm not one of those. You all day, every day. Hell motherfucking yeah. Eat. As much as you want. Make me run. Make me climb the goddamn gonna walk. Shit.
All right, my friend said I need to go pour me another drink. But he said you guys gotta ask him another question before y'all let him go.
Alright, so we asked him what's his favorite position. What is your favorite position, friend?
My favorite position. Well, I'm actually a top. You know what that mean, right?
Yep.
Oh, all right. Just checking. But y'all out there, I don't know. That's just basically a man being a man. I'm not a bottom. Nothing goes in me. But anyway, my favorite position, it would have to be... Ooh, Lord. I'm thinking some stuff in my head. I think, like, the other night, I didn't tell you.
No, bitch, you did. The other night.
My regular. I have a regular.
A regular one? Okay.
Yeah, my regular. Right. Because, you know, when you're single, you got to have regulars to go, yeah. Okay. I'm so sorry, y'all. Let me answer this question. I think my favorite position, it would have to be, I like when the guy's legs is up and I'm like,
in between?
Yeah, in between.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like that.
You don't know where
and you go
as deep as you want to.
That's why I like that. That's why I like that.
So let me pull out the Karma Sutra book and all the positions.
And I like face. I like looking at the person's face. Because it gives me like, ooh, you want some more?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, you want some more? How you want it, like,
because we are turning the radio. We are turning the radio off. I don't think callers is ready for all this, because you know we can go.
Oh,
because
it's the
thing with a lady. Like, you push her legs all the way back to the wall, and then just, like, deep stroke it. Like, if you, same with a nigga, like, if you deep stroke it, their facial expression, the pain and pleasure that they feel, bitch, I'm going to give you even more. I want to see
you
scream.
He was like, oh.
Bitch, what's my name?
He said, Keith.
Okay, we sorry. But
no, y'all, yo.
Wait.
Hold on.
I'm not going
to get the juice.
But we've been drinking, so Casey and Teddy, we are sorry. Like, you know, when you drunk, you just speak your mind. And
yeah, you being real, though. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So, you know, tell your caller, stop being so scared. You know, open up. Stop. You want my opinion. Be happy about it.
Okay.
Right.
Let the people know what you want to do.
First of all, lesbians, y'all get more respect than gay guys, so it's...
That's the topic.
Thank you.
All right. We're not gonna call y'all back
because
y'all
callers
gonna hit us. But it's alright.
We don't hate you. Call back.
I mean, is there any other questions you guys have? I mean, you want to know what color underwear I'm wearing? You want to know if I'm dressed? I mean, you want to know what kind of shoes I like to have on when I had sex? I mean, is there anything?
Yeah. Well, hell, you can answer all that. You can answer all that if you want to.
How many colors? The only underwear I wear.
She look good.
Well, thank you, baby.
She always look good. No, she always look good.
I pride myself on looking sexy all the time, bitch. I am a mother and a worker and a good-ass lesbian, so I had to. But, underwear for the ladies, Victoria's Secret, Body by Pink, boy shorts. Always make your ass look plump. And if you put boy shorts on with a sweater, have your hair hanging long, put the hoodie on, and have some tube socks that come all the way up to your thighs, your bitch will go crazy. Trust me, it works. Mm-hmm. Red shoes when you fucking your girlfriend, please, ladies, put red stilettos on or red pumps or red platforms. Trust and believe in all you and your body. Slippery when wet is always better than dry. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Slippery when wet. If you put some baby oil on, but warm the baby oil up, have her put on some red shoes. See, this is the thing with ladies. Number one, you got to know how to turn your sight on. Me, if I put on shoes and I oil myself up, I'm going to sit you on a chair. And I want to make myself come, so I'm gonna stand up on the wall, stand up and do it, and make you watch. Don't touch me. Just let me please myself, and I'll go get a toy, and I'll answer myself from the back and make you watch. But you can't touch. You can only watch. Trust me.
Oh, man.
Oh,
y'all okay over there?
I'm not okay. I'm a
A drink, a cigarette.
Something. And it is, like, if you really, you know, for my friends that are listening, if you really want to drive your shorty crazy, go and have sex across the street from a police station. I've done it. It's the fucking best world, and you will not get arrested. Trust and believe. All they're going to do is watch and wish that they can play with themselves until they come. I've done it. I've done it on the hood of a car across the street from the police station, and it was everything. You know the police station on 4th Street? You know, cops are always coming out of there. Yes. All I did was just wear one of those little tight little teddies with some thigh highs. And,
I want to say something, but I don't know if I said it.
What you want to say?
I don't know.
This is the late night hour.
Yes, talk.
Okay. Well, she just told me to talk. So I'm going to listen to her. No, okay. okay, I don't know, like, I know girls eat pussy and stuff like that, but I don't know, do y'all, like, go back and eat the whole?
Yes.
Well, okay, wait a minute.
Yes.
Okay.
The real women do. I eat ass. I love it.
Okay.
Yes, ass is it.
Okay.
I do it.
Okay, the reason why I brought that up because that's, I love doing that, you know, my top, you know, I love ass. So, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you a trick for all y'all out there. No, I'm serious. You can listen to it.
Girl, you know I know all the tricks.
Okay. Now, the only reason why I know because someone did it to me, then I did it to everybody else, and that sounded wrong. I did it to other people, and then, you know, okay, when a person is back there, some people, they don't know what they're doing. They're, like, looking around, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what they're doing.
Put
your tongue inside. But after you do that, you know how you... You're, like, kissing on someone's neck.
Mm-hmm.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, do that.
It works.
No.
It really does.
No, honestly, the person, let me tell you one experience. No, let me tell you a few. One experience, the boy, the guy, he was on the bed. He, the whole time I was doing it, he ended up falling out of the bed.
That's it.
Second time.
Wow.
I did that to someone. They could not stop moving. They was like, it works. Somebody gonna have some good sex tonight.
But you know what? The trick with doing that is get a strawberry or get ice. If you get ice, put ice in and then suck it right back out. I do it with the fem. Put it inside their pussy. But let it get cold and let it melt inside of there first, because their walls, for the ladies who don't know, because I am a nurse and I can tell you, you have spongy walls inside your pussy. And when you put something cold, because your sponges are warm, if you put something cold in there inside your pussy, your walls are going to melt it because they're warm, which is going to increase your sensation and your pleasure. That'll work.
I've done the ice before to somebody. Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said I've used ice cubes and stuff like that before, so I know what you're talking about.
Yes. The ice is good, but you know, if you want to use a toy, take the ice and put a hole inside the ice. Listen to me, you can do it if you have an ice pick, and put it on top of a vibrator, not the hard vibrator, the really soft one, and stick it in her and turn the vibrator on. Trust and believe, the orgasm that she will have is out of this world.
Mm.
Ladies, listen to me. I do it to myself every night, and it's wonderful. I always have to change my bed sheets. Okay.
Sex 101. That's what I'm talking about.
No,
right?
I mean.
You okay, Teddy? You all right over there, Teddy? I'm good.
For the fans that are listening, you have to, number one, you have to try different things to please. You can't expect for a sex to please you if you do not please yourself. And if you don't try new things, you can't. Every night I play with a different toy. I do a different position on myself every night. And I'm a single woman, but I fuck myself very well. So when I fuck you, if your game is not as strong as mine, I cannot fuck with you.
I just want to take your pants. Yes, I do. Got me tongue-tied over here.
I'm sorry, I can't hear y'all. I mean, y'all sound like y'all stuttering. Oh, yeah.
Nah, Teddy was talking to you.
I ain't
gonna laugh. Nah, Teddy over there talking to you. She's scared.
Aw, Teddy, don't be scared.
You're Teddy.
Don't be scared. I'm sorry. I'm just a blunt woman, and I'm sorry if, you know, some studs out there can't handle that. I just tell you what I want.
No. I like that. That's the turn on. That's why I'm so quiet.
It's sexy. I used to tell my wife when I first met her, if you can't fuck me 5 times a day, we can't talk. If I can't come up to your place of work in the janitor's closet and get fucked and then go home, we cannot talk.
Mm-mm-mm.
You are scared to fuck me in a McDonald's drive-thru while we are waiting for our food. We cannot talk. I am spontaneous, adventurous, and I don't give a fuck where we have sex at. Movie theater, park. Where else have I done it? At the ice cream shop?
I know that's right.
Shopping store, the mall, McDonald's, Burger King, Walmart. A Walmart bathroom at 12 o'clock midnight is the shit.
Yes, it is. Walmart is the place.
Walmart.
Ain't it the best? Oh, my God.
In the
strip club, live on stage. I did that, too. I did that with my best friend, and that was fucking awesome. We made $4,000 that night. And we wasn't even looking for no money. I just wanted to eat her pussy because she smelled good.
It was just like, whatever.
Yeah, because your cold is going to kill us. So I'm just going to get back on Twitter and finish listening to the conversation.
I want to do one more thing.
Follow me on Twitter. Please follow me.
I just want to say, oh, what I'm about to say? Sorry. But, yeah, I will be tuning in now because this is actually my first time tuning in. She always tell me. She's always talking about y'all, like, she talks about y'all a lot. So this is my first time actually listening to the radio station, and I love it. I like it. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for the support.
All right, so we're going to let y'all get back to y'all callers. We're going to get back to our bottles of Moscato over here, and we're going to finish listening, then chilling back.
All right, now y'all tune in again. We can use y'all some more now. Y'all come back.
Of course. Every night.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in. And we will be definitely back to y'all, okay?
Yep.
Just know that.
All right. Bye, sweetheart.
All right. Now, Teddy, was you ready for that? Teddy, how you doing over there, Teddy?
I need a drink. I'm about to pour me a glass of Moscato. I'm going to go to her class, bro. Where?
Lord have mercy.
I'm going to be all right. I think so, anyway.
I think I was tongue-tied at the Red Hills and the Stilettos. I think I was a little tongue-tied right there.
Yeah. But she said something about having on a teddy. I'm like, oh, shoot. Oh, man.
And what about on top of the Jeep in the rain? Yeah. I had my pen and paper down, you know, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. I'm taking mental notes, man. Lord have mercy. I can't even hardly talk. Lord help me. I'm gonna be all right.
We're gonna see what the other callers can the other callers talk like that, too. We love that type of energy, so definitely 919-989. Talk to us. What's your favorite spot?
A Jeep, yo, word up, like Jeep, rain, everything. But you don't even know.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hello.
919.
Yo, yeah, that's me. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
How y'all doing?
All
I'm
right.
I'm loving the Saturday show. up in here.
Yes.
The fuck y'all doing? Y'all some winners plus, like, mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, you know, not be tongue-tied at the present moment.
Fuck it, I am tongue-tied. Let's all take a minute. Come on, we need it.
Yes, I'm on the silence for that conversation. Yes, that was...
This is what I need a minute on the real, like, what? That's what the fuck I'll be talking about, see? Yes. I love Jeeps. Yes. And rain. Yes, bitch. Yes.
Yes, Jeeps and rain, they go together.
heels and oh, God. Doesn't she sound like the perfect woman? Can she really be real? Like, oh, my God.
Yes. I don't know. I was asking the same question.
She real, y'all.
Yes, she's real. Okay.
It's like a fantasy,
yes.
Right?
She's
like
yeah,
a fantasy.
Like, she was like, y'all put the heels on. I'm like, okay.
Okay, you can open
this
bottle.
Yes. So what's your favorite spot?
My neck. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You ready to end the show, because if you're not ready to end the show, don't touch me there.
Let me ask you another question, right? You said your neck. So I'm going to ask you the same question I asked a woman about her ear. I want to know, what about the neck? Like, what does a person have to do to your neck to... get you where you need to be?
Man, nothing. Apply heat. Like, just, I'm telling you, like, it's not the left side of my neck. It's only the right side. Well, it's the left side, too, but the left side's more regular. It's more normal. Like, yeah, you kiss it, it feel good. But on my right side, like, just get, like, don't come, I'm sorry. Don't, like, run up on me slowly and shit, and I know what you're getting ready to do. I'll be feeling that shit before you even get there. It's like I can feel it, and you're not even touching me yet. Like, just like, okay, now if you kiss it, right, you got soft lips and whatnot, you kiss it, that's good. Don't suck so hard that it hurts, you know what I'm saying, but just like some slight pressure, just, you know, a regular suckage would be nice right there on that right side, but don't do it till it's time for the money shot and shit, or you're going to end the show early. Right there. I don't even tell bitches. I'll be like, don't to look over there and then cover that spot. Like, I'm telling you. I don't tell him because it's embarrassing. You ever saw Blank Man?
Yeah.
Okay, that's me. Well, if you get anywhere near my neck, I'm nothing there. Boom.
Oh, wow.
And then, okay, like, I mean, we could do round two, but you have to give me a few minutes and don't get mad at me because you touched me there. You know what I mean?
I see.
That's okay. Your fault. I said no to touch me there. I got a problem, y'all.
What?
It's this chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really, okay, this is the problem. Y'all was doing sexy shit, so I decided to call in so I could ask. Okay, I have never, ever, 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 ever been turned on by somebody who I had never met before. You know, like, oh, we on the phone, or you hitting me up online, or whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this one bitch on Twitter. I don't know what it is about her. I want to fuck her so bad. Like, and I don't do femmes on that level, but I want to fuck her, like, really bad.
Yeah.
Like, and she don't even be saying nothing sexy to me. Do you know what it was? She fucked around and told me she was celibate. She should not have done that. She should not have done that. She might as well have put a target on her back, like.
Say, come get me.
Yeah, now I got to do the whole, hey, girl, and tweet back and forth, and yeah, maybe you should, you know, because we both fam, she'll trust me and shit. You know, maybe you should tweet me your number and text, because I'm tired of Twitter. I don't want people to see what we're saying. She, okay, right. Girl. Okay, oh, yeah, I just, you know, tweeting. Right. Yes, oh, my God. And I don't know what it is about her. She could just say something like, good morning, Pimp Class, and I'll be like, nuts, boom, that's it.
Wow.
Just right there. I'm like, I'm at work. I can't check my Twitter at work because she get me on. I don't know what it is. She ain't never said nothing sexual to me. We ain't never said nothing flirtatious. But, like, I can imagine her and how she lives and her life and me fucking her all through her life. Like, oof. Oh. And so I don't know what to do about that. Like, I mean, this fucking me up. Fucking me in my head up. So I don't know what to do. Because I ain't never been tricked to no bitch I ain't met before. That's crazy. That's retarded. Who does that? But, her, you know, she was like, I don't know if I follow her or she follow me or what happened or how we even found each other in the big world of Twitter, but I want to fuck her so bad, man.
I can tell you, not the voice that you want to just bend her over and just take some goodies.
If she let me. I'm telling you, I would only have to ask once, because once you get me once, that's all I need. Like, I might have to beg for the first time, but you begging for the rest of the duration of the relationship, you begging me.
Oh, wow.
Because my head is the dumbest. Stop it.
Lord, let me
you know, everybody got to be good. Everybody think they got good head, but, you know, it's my willingness to learn the woman and her body that gives me good head, because every woman is different. You're never going to give head the same way twice. So, you know, it's like whatever you like. I did that shit, tried to do one bitch one way and then do another bitch the same way. That shit don't work. The fact that I'm willing to learn you and what you want to do is what gets me in. Then plus, you know, I got a nice tongue and it's long. It's got this, you know, these little ridges on it and shit. Like I got extra big, taste buds. My taste buds are all extra big and shit. So they like that. Like, when I rub it, I could get explicit. Yeah, it's after dark. Okay, it's like when I'm licking the shit, like, they say that they can feel the taste buds when they click, they really like that shit. And, you know, if it's a special bitch, I might get under the hood with the ridges and whatnot. Like, my head game is on the ones. I'm not a one spot. I'm not a one-trick pony, you know. I don't stay in one spot. Of course, I'm going to learn your area. I'm going to know what gets you hot and everything, but I'm going to play around that shit. Until you ready, you know what I mean? Oh, Lord. But, yes, that's me in my head.
You got me over here drinking Moscato, like, right out the bottle.
I'm trying to tell you. Like, no, they're, like, really big, though. Like, not sandpaper big, but, like, and I've been told that the meat on my cheeks is extra soft, like, softer than most cheek meat, you know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, okay, nigga, you like my cheek meat. Okay, what you going to put on it? Yeah, whatever you want. You know what I want to put on it? I want to put, ugh, God, now you're going to say her name. I want her to find out because, she, you know, she's real conservative and you know, classy and all that other shit, but if she knew the things that I wanted to do to her, she would not tweet me no more. I'm trying to tell you.
Damn.
Like, she just recently had a birthday, and I was at home really caring about whether or not she was having a good time at her birthday. If I ever get my hands on this girl,
damn,
do
my
you
birthday comes up. I'm just saying. My birthday in 22 days.
Okay, nigga. I was like, yeah, you're going to have any birthday sex? And she was like, I'm celibate. I'm like, what? God damn it. Why you say that? And here it is. I thought I was going to have a nice, cool Twitter friend, and now I'm over here and shit. Like, she's like, yeah, I've been, she's like, yeah, I've been, I'm not sure if this is how her voice sounds, but I can almost imagine. She's like, yeah, you know, I've been celibate for, like, what she said, like, I think she said 4 years or something like that. I was like, oh, really? You've been celibate? I'm like, oh, I would love to buy a bit of that bitch. Good God.
And she older.
She older, so you know her shit clean and
yeah. Is
taken well, it's taken care of. And, you know, she's celibate, so you know that shit tight. Oh, my God.
Like,
if I get my hands on her, I'm never taking them shits off. Do you hear me?
Oh, Lord.
Can you hear the fan? Just thinking about that bitch. Good Lord.
I'm over here drinking for you.
Thank you. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to go smoke and pray to God she don't recognize me. Because I know she loves your show. You know what I'm saying? That's just another bullshit reason I use to strike up conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you listen to She Song? Yeah, girl. Oh, okay, I'm fucking you. All right.
Okay. You's a winner.
She's a winner. She's a fucking winner. I tell you that shit, she went to Jesus God, Lord, help me. I'm telling her, she need to get up on some of these big-ass taste buds and tell you about it. But.
Lord, got me thinking, Lord, help me.
Think about how sexy older women is, because you know they hit the sexual peak around 38. And so
I know,
they get extra wet.
I love,
oh, my God, they get extra wet.
I love older women. I really
they be
do.
On it. They be fucking on it.
I'm like, oh, my God, come on.
All night. Soon as they hit 38, God damn. You get, like, extra juices or something. Like, maybe extra juicy.
I don't know what it's about them, but I can't get enough.
I don't know. I love it. I don't know. I know I had my first older woman, and it's like, you know, like, I'll never be able to date anybody my own age again, because why go back? Because, oh, Lord, they be ready. They be energized. Because, you know, they done already did the whole I'm shy shit in their 20s and 30s. So you hit 40, they not shy no more. It's like, whatever, you want me to do what? Okay, I'll try. I said, do what I can. I don't know if I can reach, but I will. They do swings. They do... they'll let you strap them all out there, all willy-nilly and whatnot, and they'll let you touch them anywhere, and they know what they like, and they know how to tell you what they like, and they know how to take what you give them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Ooh, yeah, well, hell, he made it. I don't know what to tell you. He knew the power of the pussy. Never mind. Not going there. He knew what the hell he was doing when he made that shit. Good Lord.
The Lord is good. The Lord is good.
He said, yeah, I'm going to make a pussy, right? It's going to stay wet. It's going to go back to its original shape when you're done with it. And it's going to get better with age. That was on purpose, for sure.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. That's
that
all
was
I
on
think.
Purpose.
God
oh, my
good.
God.
God is good.
All the time. I'm going to just pray she's denying us that name. But, God, she can get it. Oh, my God. Yeah,
hey,
she can get it.
There.
God got her.
Hey, she got real quiet. Wait a minute. The roles have been reversed. Oh,
yes, Teddy Casey. If y'all don't know about the older women, y'all got to get up on that, please.
It's like this. I love older women. I don't date nobody younger than me, and I'll be 29 and 22 days. I love older women.
All right. Oh, that's the perfect time. It's like they young enough to still want to be in a relationship and yet old enough to know what's going on in life. So, hell yeah.
Y'all,
that's what I was looking for.
Somebody come get me. I'm ready. Let Lord help me.
Yo, I don't know whether to unfollow her or tell her to come get this damn taste bud in her life. don't know what to do.
I say do it both, baby. Do it both.
Go get her.
Follow
she's celibate.
You
don't talk to a celibate chick about sex. That's the last thing you talk to them about. I'm going to have to find another door.
Be real. Be real and tell her what you want. Maybe she'll stop the celibacy and give it to you.
Yep. I'm trying to say, I don't know. Like, I'm afraid to meet her. How you on point if your swag's so deep that I'm feeling you through the computer screen? You know you the bitch. If I your swag. So if I meet her, shit, I might just faint right there. Just like, oh.
Right there. Well, I hope when you meet her, she don't look like peaches.
Oh, it's okay. I can nut right there because I got a couple. I got some standbys. I got some extras. What you need?
But what does she look like, peaches, for real, like precious? What is she not, who she is on the computer? What if she did to somebody else? How would you handle that?
You said what? What if she did to somebody else?
Yeah, what if she's not the person that you're seeing on the computer? Well, I mean, she put up fake pictures. You know they're doing that now, so.
Oh, this is definitely all about inner shit going on with her, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's her swag. Everything. How you type sexy? How you do that? I'm gonna ask her. I'm gonna say, how the fuck you do that? Because I've been trying to do that for a while. I just sound stupid. Yes, and I don't care. I like. Well, you know, I'm grown. You know, I'm 26. You know what I'm saying? I'm way past the looks. You know what I'm saying? Beauty is an eye. Like, you know what I'm saying? Way past looks. You know, when you graduate high school, I think when they give you your diploma, they give you a little sense. That makes you not be superficial and everything. Because I done had some pretty pussy and the shit was bad. The dry, hairy on one side, the lips hanging to the side, smelling like garbage juice. I've been there. No.
Ooh.
No, but she could get it, though. She could get it, though.
Yo, boy, she can get it. And once you get it, she, ooh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Please give it to me. I don't care what you need to do. You need me to work out? You want me to tan? You want me to get some skin bleach? What you need? You want me to be a stud? I can be a stud. What you need? Because I know for a fact that she likes studs. That's how. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think that's how I found her. She's a fucking King Kells fan. She likes Kells and shit. So, and so I like Kells too. And so she was tweeting and shit. And I was like, high five or something. And she was like, oh, well, yeah, we should follow each other or something. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, girl, you could get it. Oh, my God. God, however you want it, we could take slow, we could go fast. I'm open for whatever it is you trying to do. I ain't gonna tell her, of course, but damn it, I wish that I could, cause she could fucking get it. She could get it how she could get it where she live. I don't know what to tell you. I travel for work, so I'm gonna be in your states. Like, yes.
You gonna come to wherever she's at.
Shit, I'm coming to where you at, then you gonna come where you at, like right there. Boy, like, I don't know, I don't know to tell you. When she had hair on her Abby, then she cut it short. I was like, you know what? Like, whenever she tweet, my body freeze. When
oh, wow.
She pop up on the timeline, I'm like, oh shit, it's her. Like, she could see me or something. Like, oh, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, and then I'd be tweeting random shit, hoping that she'd respond to it. Just like, yeah, whatever. Like, I did not tweet extra hard. Like, please retweet me or something so I can say, hey, how you doing, girl? So that I can continue to butter you up so that I can eventually get the draw. And this is the first, I ain't never put the bitch over the internet, so I don't know how to do it. So this is going to be a first. I hope I'm going to let y'all know how to turn out. I really am.
Please let us know. I would like to know.
Oh, it depends on how open she is. I got video. I can get you some video. Whatever you need.
Video, wow. That's
video, funny. Audio, pictures, whatever she'll let you, whatever material she'll let me take, I'll give it to you. I'm trying to say.
You over there tongue-tied for real.
Who, Teddy? Teddy, quiet ass. You okay, Teddy?
I am fast. I'm drinking on some Moscato over here, having thoughts. I am good.
Oh, you still in the Jeep? Because I'm still in the damn Jeep, thinking about having damn old girl on a damn Jeep. I'm like about to buy a Jeep.
Lord have mercy. I'm on a Jeep. Yeah. I own any car, but that goddamn gon' matter.
Okay. I like the way she described how the pussy tastes when they meet water. Like, I thought I was the only one that liked that shit. Like, you went and meet, like, because I do it in the shower sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, I throw on my, how do I explain it? I like the way the pussy tastes when it meet with water, but not submerged in water. You know what I'm saying? Just like with the runner, like rain or a shower.
It's like when I heard that, my mouth just started to water. Like, oh my God, I was mad. Like in the
oh, so
right
I'm not
now.
The only one. I'm not the only one.
No, I was like, oh my God, my mouth was watering. What the hell?
Yeah, it not that pussy is not good without water and shit, but it's something about a little, like, splash of water on that shit. Something about it. I don't know. It, like, give it a tang or something. I don't know what it do, but it's like salt on the meal. I don't know what to tell you. And it make them not come as fast if you got some water running on it. Because I guess they concentrating on how they back is cold because it's exposed to the air or whatever. They keep them from nothing right away, and I hate a bitch that nut fast, so that's what
like,
I talk about.
Time, that's all I say. Take your time. You ain't got to rush it. It's going to come.
Yeah, nothing all fast and shit. Like, can I please you for a little while, you know? Can we get a good 10 minutes? And then, cause, you
hour
know.
First? I mean, this is me. Can I get an hour first? I'm just saying. You ain't
nothing. No, I mean, depending on... An hour. It depends on what we're doing, though. We need an hour, because if we're doing everything, we're going to need until you tap out, I tap out. Like, one of us going to tap out. It's going to be you, for the record.
That's that good stuff, if you can get them to tap out.
Oh, yeah, they tap out, and then I'll be making them say shit. Like, I'll stop eating just to give them a phrase to say, and then they be repeat. Whatever, I don't care what the phrase is. I could be like, say Venetian blinds, bitch. She's like, Venetian blinds. But she's saying it because I told her to say that shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, gosh, almighty. Oh, Lord.
I don't know. Shit. And then, first of all, I just want to put it out there. The only thing different between studs and femmes is they fucking clothes. When they roll up in the room with me, I'm trying to tell you, they walk out. You know, they walk out, they walk in as T, and they walk out as Tanisha when I get done with their motherfucking ass.
Oh,
they
Lord.
Like, you know, that's my goal. I like to make
I got a question. If I walked out of your room, what would I be called? I'm Teddy, so what would I be called if I walked out of the room with you?
Whatever your government is.
Oh, damn. Then you
whatever your government is.
If you could get me, I let you call me by my government name, you doing some good shit.
Oh, no, I'm doing whatever you tell me. And then that, you know, at first, you know, I'm going to do whatever you tell me. But after I learn you, I'm going to do whatever you told me, plus whatever I think might enhance whatever you told me. So I got you down. Now let me add the tricks on deck and shit. Boom, government name right there.
Oh, damn.
That's how you do it. Do what they tell you to do, then add on to that. Boom, you had them right
there.
You had a
whole government name, goddammit.
Like, nah, shut up. Let me handle this, girl. You just lay back. Don't say nothing. Fuck that. Write it down. What you want me to do? Oh, you like that? Okay. Right. Well, it's whatever. That's what I do. Give them a phrase. Like, because, you know, if you a stud and you're not going to let me touch you, first of all, deuces. But if you're going to let me touch you and you're going to give me an opportunity and you kind of standoffish about rather or not you want a bitch to touch you, let me put you to rest. Let me just go ahead and close the door on that. You are not going to regret giving me an opportunity to touch you. Because if you're lucky enough to have some pussy in your face, you need to do what you're supposed to do with it. You know what I mean? Because laying on your back, spread eagle, in front of another person's face is not the easiest thing in the world to do. So if you're giving me an opportunity to get some pussy, I'm getting ready to do whatever you tell me. How about that? How you like it?
You getting ready to handle business, huh?
Exactly. I ain't going to go in the game tired, nothing like that. Ooh, okay, let me get to your other callers. Oh, Lord. Fucking. She's so fucking sexy. She even got sexy in her name. Like, that's how it starts, sexy. Ugh.
It's gonna be alright. You gonna get a simulator one day.
One day, not soon, but one day.
One day.
Alrighty, pimp class out.
Alright. Thank you so much. She's on radio.
No problem.
Alright. We're going to take it down to area code 804 397. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, how you
Hello.
Doing?
Hey, what's the question?
How about you ask us some questions?
Yeah.
Are you to ask you a question?
Yeah, ask us a question.
I got a good one. What does the strap mean to you when having sex with a girl?
You said strap?
Yeah.
Go ahead, quiet daddy.
What does it mean to you? I mean, you know, some people, like recently it came up, oh, you like the strap, you might as well do it, you know, this, that, and the third. What does it mean to you?
I mean, that's something that my lady wants. If she wants me, you know what I'm saying, to use a strap, then I use a strap. But 9 times out of 10, I don't have to use no strap.
I mean, does it make your sex, like, feelings, like, I understand you saying that you don't need it, you can live without it,
mm-hmm.
but what does it mean, like, as a lesbian, you know?
I mean, this is, in my opinion, this is like being closer. It ain't necessarily saying,
okay.
So she want me to use a strap, that means she wanted to be with a dude. If she wanted to be with a dude, she would have, you know, been straight.
I gotta beg to differ with that, bro. You know, I love you to death. I love you to death, man. But look, my strap does not mean that she wants to be with a man. It means she just simply wants to be penetrated by you.
But you ain't let me finish, Nickel.
Mm-mm. Mm.
You cut me off. You ain't let me finish.
Look, she asked. I just jumped in, man. Mm.
I know. I'm not mad at you.
You know who I want to answer this question? The girl. I want the girl who's on there with her male friend. I would love for her to answer this question. You know, the girl who, you know, just have everyone sitting and listening, falling asleep. Her should be good. I want her to answer. So if y'all can get her back on here and, you know, ask her that question, I know she'll have some good tips.
Let me see if she'll come back.
Help to do. The one with the gay friend.
Let me see, Mimi, where you at? Press number one, Mimi. I know you're on here to see you right here. Go ahead, press number one. Somebody want to ask you a question.
Well, I'm waiting here. I wish I could ask her that.
Let me see. There she go. All right, there she go.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. Hello. Hello. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to ask you a question.
Okay. What's your question? I'll be as honest as I can be.
What does the strap mean to you in your lesbian relationship? What does this mean? Like, not saying, like, oh, you can live without it, or it doesn't make you who you are. Like, what does it mean in a lesbian relationship?
Well, let me tell you this. A strap for me is really not that serious. It depends on the woman. Before I couldn't stand straps because I was raped when I was younger, and that's how I had my son. So for a long time, I didn't get down with the strap. You know, it wasn't a big deal for me. But then when I met my wife, it was something that she liked. And for studs, some of them like that. And it's the closeness. It's the fact that they can get off by strapping up on you. And it just depends if they know what they're doing. Like my wife liked to be strapped up on. And she was a stud. And I didn't. And it wasn't no shade or anything. Like, I love the fact that I was able to please her like she could please me. For me, I knew what I was doing. So if a stud is wearing a strap and they're fucking you the correct way, they can come off of it. You know what I mean? When they stroking you and it's hitting back on them, it's rubbing on their clitoris. So they're mm-hmm. coming as well as you're coming. So it depends on the woman. If you like to have the strap, and then have it. Just make sure that the person that's doing it is able to please you and not hurt you, because there is two different ways. A woman can either please you or hurt you. If they don't know what they're doing, they're trying to fuck you like a jackrabbit, then they're going to hurt you. If they know what they're doing and they want to please you and they want to take your time, you're going to come, and so are they.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Mm-mm.
All right. That's all I wanted to know.
Why are you laughing, Kim? I'm sorry. You know I'm honest. I can't help it.
Oh, no. I just hate that question. That always comes up. Well, why?
how do you guys do that? I don't know. Is this a feeling, like you said, to get closer? Okay. All right. Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Y'all got quiet all of a sudden.
Nah, I was just listening to you, buddy.
I'm listening to you. Tram.
Listen, the ladies can ask me any questions. Y'all can follow me at HumbleFoe26. It is not a problem. I am always open to answering questions. I am blunt. I'm very shy in person, but over the phone and on Twitter, I will be as honest as possible. I mean, I'm not one of those chicks that's like, oh, no, I'm too scared to ask this, you know, answer this question. No, fuck that. Ask me what you want to ask me because I'm a grown-ass woman, and I'm 27. I'm a parent, and I'm proud to fuck girls, so it's not a problem to me.
Can you follow me on Twitter? Like, really?
what's your Twitter?
Give me some more. My Twitter is @TeddyHarris3.
And Teddy, baby, I'm already following you, sweetheart. I just asked you because I eat you out and see you pass out. Think you get my tweet?
No, but hell yeah, you sure can.
Okay.
Hello? You sure can.
Come on, don't have me say some stuff out my mouth. Listen, don't do this. Listen, I'm already drunk and everything that comes out my mouth is just gone. So don't do this right now, Teddy. Go, sweetheart, go sit in the corner and drink your masato, okay, baby? No. Yes.
What did you say?
I said, Teddy, you could go over there and drink your masato, okay, Papa?
Okay, I got you.
Oh, my
Lord.
Somebody help me. Why y'all so quiet? Y'all was just talking. So why am I trying to figure out why the hell I didn't get that tweet. I'm trying to figure out right now. Why you ain't get this tweet? I sent this to you, baby. Why you ain't get it? I don't know. Send it again. Shoot. It's okay. You want me to come over there? You sit in the chair. You can stay sitting in the chair. I could crawl up in between your legs.
I am sitting in the chair right down there. Pour some moscato down there so I can suck it up. You gonna do that? Yes, yes, ma'am. Don't judge me, people. Oh, nice. Damn, that's the kind of attention I'm talking about. That's what I need. I give attention all the time. It's nice to get. Yeah, it's so nice. See?
See, it's nice to get it, right? Don't worry. You can still talk to your callers, and I can still suck on you until you pass out. And they'll understand. They'll understand.
I wouldn't even know what to do with myself. I'm like, oh, I can't talk to y'all right now. I got to go.
See, that's the best thing. That's the best thing, ladies. When you want to know if you're getting your girl off the correct way, eat her pussy while she's on the phone with somebody. Trust me. She got to control her gas, and she got to control it. I used to do it to my wife all the time. Talk to your friends. Got it, baby. Talk to your mother. I want you to talk to your mother because you can't hang up on your mother while you eat your pussy.
Oh, no. So I wouldn't see. If you did that while I was talking to my mama, I had to just had to, my voice would have to change so quick. Like, oh, my God. Like, hey, Mom. What you doing?
Oh, my God.
Like, you can't. Like, I used to do it to my wife all the time. Like, she would be talking to her mother, and, like, if we was in a drive-thru, I would just pull her pants down, eat her pussy while she was on the phone with her mother, and get her food. And, I mean, control yourself. I'm not going to pull up because somebody going to come ask or something. I mean, if people were hand her food, and I would look up, and my lips would be wet, and I would just tell them, make sure when you get home, your shorty could do the same thing I'm doing to my shorty.
Right. Oh, I need to go get that bottle of mascara.
You okay, Teddy?
I think so. I don't know. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm gonna be honest. I ain't been with a female or been touched by a female like that in 5 months.
See, that's the thing. Studs always think that all females are the same, but this thing, I can't speak to all females.
I can speak about Toya, and Toya is that bitch because I'm different. I don't play myself. I don't go out here and fuck all these different bitches just because I'm a lesbian. I haven't fucked in 8 months. I haven't fucked nobody since my girl died, and that's real shit. I haven't fucked nobody. I fuck myself with my toys and my vibrator and my strap. I do that to myself every night because a bitch is not going to fuck me. Ladies, femmes that's listening, don't let these studs get in your fucking head. Your body is your temple, and it is supposed to take time to enter into those doors. Every bitch don't deserve to enter into your temple. Only the one that desires your soul and your spirit can enter into your body. That's it.
I feel you on that because people think because I'm a stud that I want to go out here and see every femme that I see. No, I'm very picky.
No, but the thing is, you know what the sad part, Casey? The fact that y'all are studs, femmes would give it up so easy. I don't give up. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Health is sexy as shit. She is fucking flawless. But that bitch won't be able to fuck me because you know what? You got groupies, and all those groupies is willing to give their pussy up so easy, but I'm not because you're going to work for my pussy. My pussy is good. It's golden, and you're going to work for it. Just because you could dance and just because you could fuck on me, you're going to fuck me. I don't care. You could be the president of the fucking United States and be a bitch. You're still not going to fuck me unless I want you to fuck me, and you're going to work to fuck me. I have a 90-day rule, ladies, and if a bitch can't wait 90 days to fuck me, she don't deserve you.
It's like this. I can wait a lifetime if it's like that. Shit.
Let me do something. Me and my wife were together 6 years. We have a son together. I made that bitch wait a year before I fucked her. You really want me? You really love me? You really like me? Let's see how long you can wait. Because I can play with my pussy all day. It does not matter to me.
My mama told me this will always work. Good things come to those who wait. I'll wait 90 days. I'll wait 3 years. I don't give a damn.
Of course. And let me tell you something. For the studs out there that's listening, a real woman is going to make you wait. They're going to make you wait. See, I know studs. Once the chase is over, they don't give a fuck about you. And that's for the studs that ain't shit. I'm not speaking to the real studs. I'm speaking to the bullshit studs. Let's get it correct tonight. Don't catch feelings. It's for the shit that it applies to. The bitches that ain't shit, y'all going to catch feelings. The bitches that are real shit can roll with me every single day. Okay? A real stud, if they can get a bitch on the first night, they don't want you, sweetheart. You are just a piece of ass. You are a bus that comes every day, every night, every 15 minutes. That's how they run in my state. Okay? That's what they're going
to
want. But
with me, I like a challenge.
What you say?
I said, I like a challenge. I don't want nothing on the first night. No, because if you give it up to me on the first night,
I'm not
going to
make you wait. Number one, if you're in the club every weekend, I don't want you. You know why? Because you're in the club looking for a bitch every weekend. That tells me that you can't have me. That's number one. Number two, I don't want to go to McDonald's, Olive Garden, or Red Lobster for a date. We need to go to a $60 plate. Let me see how much you really like me. And please, ladies, don't get it fucked up. Tiffany makes $18 an hour. I can buy my own shit. I have my own house, own car, and own job. It ain't about shit, ladies. It's about making bitches want you and making them put out what they need to put out to get you. Every bitch ain't worth your time or your money. And over here, my money is my time and my time is my money. That's how we roll. I'm sorry. Y'all got me going on and on. I'm sorry.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just trying to put the ladies on because when my wife died, I tried talking to somebody. Her name is Monique Black. She's from New York City. She is from Bronx. Be exact, and don't look at me like that. The bitch deserves to be put out on some shit. Okay, the bitch had no money. Monique was from Virginia. She's not from Virginia. She moved to Virginia with her cousin. Her cousin put her out. I brought the bitch here the next day. I spent $100 to get her from Virginia to Delaware, and I brought all the bitch clothes, and not cheap clothes, ladies. This was True Religion, Abercrombie & Fitch, Gap, and what else, Dr. Denim? Yes, it's about Jordan. I spent $600 on the first week that this bitch was here, and then this bitch wants to go to New York and fuck other bitches because the other bitches was better than me. For the suds, just because a bitch is better, that the next bitch don't mean that they are a real bitch. It just means that they have beauty, and beauty and pussy gets you nowhere.
It's like a it's like money and a person. A fool and money will always part, just like a bitch and pussy. They will always part. If that bitch can't get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and clean your fucking throw up off the floor when you're sick, she is not a real bitch. Because I did it for my wife. When my wife shitted on herself and threw up, Tiffany got out her bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and cleaned it up and put my shorty back in bed. Real bitch shit. Real bitch.
Damn.
Lord have mercy. I thought exactly that. Wow. Real bitch over here. See, these other females team, they play like they real bitches. That ain't no real bitch.
Why you can't live in Virginia? That's all I got to say. Why you can't live here?
Wait, can't
find nobody like you down here.
I travel all the time, sweetheart. I will be in your state next month for your event, and I'm only coming because y'all got thrown the event, and I'm a woman of my word. I said I'm coming. I booked my ticket, my Greyhound ticket, and my room today, so I will be there on the 4th.
Fine,
so,
dude,
well,
I'm gonna give you a big old hug. That's all. I just want a hug. Can I get a hug, please?
You can get a hug, and then when my show starts on Tuesday, the Jew. It will be featured Tuesday on YouTube, every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. I'm going to interview y'all. And please, for the fans and the thugs, that if you're, you know, I really appreciate everybody that tunes in. But don't catch feelings. I am very, very blunt. And everything that I speak about, I am blunt. I don't do all that. No, we can't talk about this. I am blunt. I have been through everything. I have been through the gang rape, the baby by rape, the having sex with my dad. I've been through all that shit. And ain't shit I ain't been through that I can't relate to. And most bitches out here just want somebody that they can relate to. And ladies, I don't mind helping the next bitch. No matter what you've been through, just know that God is always on your side and he don't put nothing on you that you cannot bear. I only deal with humble motherfuckers. I don't deal with fake people. I like humble people because I know what I've been through and I know what God has for me through, and God is always first in my life and then my son. I'm drunk. I don't never really talk like this.
You just speak in your mind, and ain't nothing wrong with that, sweetheart. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I'm just a real bitch. I'm sorry. In person, you'll never hear me talk like this, so please be appreciative that you're getting all this now. Because in person, I am shy. I will never talk like this in private. I will be so quiet and humble, you won't even know I'm there. But on the phone and on Twitter and on Facebook, I'll speak my mind all day long. And that's only, it's no disrespect to anybody. It's just that I'm me, and I'm never going to change me, and this is who God has made me, and to the day I die, I will be me. And whoever doesn't like it, the unfollow button is free, and the delete button is free.
They can go jump off a bridge. Shoot. Jump off a bridge.
Listen, people just don't like to hear real people, and that's why I fuck with y'all, because y'all always real and y'all always blunt. If y'all wasn't, I wouldn't promote y'all in my city, and I always promote y'all in Delaware. I tell everybody to go listen to y'all and go follow y'all on Twitter because y'all real bitches. And I love and fuck with real bitches. I love bitches that keep it real. I hate bitches that play that, oh, no this, and I've never done this. Bitch, stop lying. You probably done it and done it more than once. Be proud of the shit that you have done. Don't be, what are you ashamed of? I'm not ashamed of shit I've done. Take it or leave it. I don't give a fuck.
You about to make somebody take a trip up 13. That's all I'm going to say. I'm about to take a trip up 13. It is stop raining and some more shit. I know how the hell to get to damn Delaware. I'm about to head up 13 soon, goddammit. Thank you.
Well, my friend wants to say something to y'all since I've grabbed the phone from him and went on and on. But I'm sorry. You can speak. I'm going to go get me another glass. So, I just wanted to say.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
How you doing? No, I want to say something really quick. So, remind you, we were just talking on here with y'all. That fast, everybody on Twitter. Everyone on Twitter was like, who are these people who are... Wow. So, I just want to give a shout out to all the callers that's out there. Hey, because I didn't know that was going to happen. I'm just talking with her because we be having conversations all the time, don't we?
Please let them know I'm always blunt. This is nothing shade or this is no.
I think you need to give them your Twitter name again.
Humble Soul 26.
Please follow me. I do follow back. There is never no shade. I love everybody. I follow everybody. I appreciate all my followers. I love all you guys.
And you can follow
George for the shade.
I know that's right.
Hey,
it is.
Why do lesbians hate on other lesbians? That's a topic.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, they love you. Like, they really love you. They really love you, for real. If anybody just want to happen, you know, just to follow me, because I know Toya is the popular one. King Smiles 21, that's with a Z, King Smiles. But, thank you for telling me about this show. I like it. I like this video show. They were cracking me up.
We love you too, goddammit. Shit. Come back.
Yes, we do. We love you. Group hug, everyone. Group hug.
Oh, group hug. Come on.
Group hug. All right, but my fiance line for the other call was killer. I said, be like, you bitches that held up everything. All right, that's it. We're not calling it no more.
We're going to sit here and listen
for the remainder of the show. If anybody wants to ask me a question, just tweet me and you know, I'll press the one button. I'm not going nowhere. We listening, but, you know, we're going to give you other callers a chance to, you know, holler at y'all. If y'all need me, I'm here. Teddy, I'm going to come for you when I get there.
You will come for me.
Yeah, I'm going to come for you. Just be ready, all right? I'm going to come right to you.
Don't know any gay guys.
I'm going to prepare. I got a month in a couple days to prepare myself. I got you.
Yeah, you had a lot of time. I don't want to hear nothing. I'ma bring the candle wax. I'ma bring my whole toy box. I'ma let you play in my toy box.
Yes. Okay. I'ma go make my peace with God first.
When you see my friend, she is bad. Like, I'm not just saying that because she's my friend or anything. But no, I remember when I first seen you, because I met you a club promoter, blah, 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 whatever. But she always came to one of my events. And every time I see her, I'm just like, she is always fucking sharp. And I always say it to you. I just always see her, and I'm like, oh, hey, didn't even know the girl. And she's like, oh, hi, with a beautiful smile, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, who is this girl? She always got the baddest shoes on, the baddest outfit on. Body is ridiculous. And I'm just like, who is this girl?
No, but all those
besides, she's real, she's mad cool. I'm glad you're my friend.
She's a good friend. See, the thing is, and I'm gonna say this real quick, and then we're gonna sign off. I know I'm pretty, I know I'm not ugly, but I'm not cocky, because there's always a better chick than me. I just know that my personality outbeats my beauty. Don't look at my beauty. Look at my personality, because my beauty is just, it's just looks. I'm sorry, everybody. Looks don't mean anything. Know the person inside. If the personality can't match the look, then what type of woman is she, really?
Oh. I like your personality. I'm like, oh, my gosh. That's why you want to make me take a trip up 13. I swear.
Well, you know what? This is me. God, like I said, God has brought me through so much, and he has humbled me, and I appreciate everybody and everyone. And I tell people, we are no better than anybody. I'm no better than the niggas that raped me, and I forgive them, and I humbly love them. You know why? Because I beat the devil during that time. I came through. I didn't fall. I rose up. So I appreciate them. I appreciate them for letting me know how niggas really are.
Right.
And this is why I only do bitches. This is why I don't do penis. Wait, I do the strap, but that's not really a penis, because a penis goes soft and the strap always stays up. So we have to clarify that. we have to clarify one for a minute. Honestly, I'm a really, really cool person. And when we meet in person, I'm shy in person, but once I come out of my shell and I get to know you, I'm really, really cool, and I don't mind helping out. I know you guys are saying something about donations, so I will definitely be donating next week when I get paid. I can't do it this week because a bitch had to pay rent and had to pay bills, and the bitch can't be outside, so bills have to be paid for. So next week I will definitely be donating, because I would never want to see you guys not be able to do this show. A lot of people love you, and a lot of people, including myself, are really happy to listen to you guys every night. We stay up late, even though I know a bitch got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to work every day. I still stay up to listen to you guys, and we appreciate everything that you guys do because you're trying to do something good for the community. And that's what counts. And when we do our show, that's what we're doing. We're trying to help somebody who needs help or who needs somebody just to listen to or understand their problems. So we really appreciate and love y'all. So we're going to get the fuck off of your phones because y'all callers is going to really be cussing us out. I'm about to look at my Twitter and see who cussed me out today.
Don't forget to watch it on the
But my show will be airing on Tuesday, so please watch it on Wednesday because I have to upload and edit and do all the good stuff on Tuesday. But we'll see. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'll be listening tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you so much for the support.
Good night, ladies. Teddy, I'm coming to get that ass. Don't hide when I come either.
Okay, I won't.
Good night.
Good night.
Alright. Okay. We have 5 more minutes before we let go, so I'm gonna hit up area code 248-252. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Ooh,
you laugh, what you laughing at, girl? I've been quiet as hell, for real. Ain't nobody said nothing. Nothing. Teddy over there stumbling, tripping over her words, and laughing and shit.
Look, man, don't clown me. Don't judge me right
now. I ain't
clowning
you, baby. It's all right. It's all right. I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad at you.
I need a hug.
I'm gonna send you a hug because I know you need it. It's all right. And a little pimp class went in too hard. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I love the show. I'm sad. I can't take no more. I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed. I ain't got no more. I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm lost. Mimi got me for a loss. Seriously. I don't. Man.
Right.
Teddy, you better watch out. She coming to get you.
I do.
Look, I got a month and a couple days to prepare myself. I'm gonna be ready for the challenge. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm ready.
I'm gonna make my peace with God too. Well, it's been real. Can't wait for the next show. Y'all be good, and I'm out. Good night.
All right. Well, we're definitely about to end the show. Tonight was actually an awesome night.
Yeah.
Y'all got Teddy from the Nat Quad spot. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all for getting her from Nat being quiet, goddammit. Thank you. Woo!
They got Teddy over here. So, bruh, Teddy over here like praying to God like, oh, August the 3rd through the 5th. She's quiet. Going down.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Going down.
I hear that. But definitely want to shoot out some ads right quick. If you are unable to work or you just want extra money coming in your pocket, I want y'all to definitely hit up this offer. $1,200 sign-in bonus. So y'all definitely don't sleep on this. It's www.positionyourself.info. Again, www.positionyourself.info. Don't forget to hit up the hottest lesbian website. There is SheZone, www.shezone.org. I will see some of y'all. August the 3rd through the 5th. King Chaos, Pretty Pete, 30 Entertainers. Yes, it done spiked up. So tickets are going on sale. They are going fast. And I can't hold tickets for nobody because it's generated, so don't ask me. So first come, first serve, and we're, like, down to 50 tickets now. So, definitely, if you go on Sheep Pride 2012, www.sheeppride.tk. Y'all better get it in. We got 2 more VIP tables left, so,
all
right. I can't even say no more about that.
Oh,
but
man.
I'll tell you go ahead and tell the ladies how I can get in contact with you.
Ladies, y'all can get in contact with me Facebook.com/Bishop1983, or you can hit me up on Twitter @TeddyHash3. I'm over here tongue tagged, so y'all got to please forgive me right now.
I'm gonna be alright though.
Y'all can definitely hit KC up at on Twitter at 5HEZONE. That's She's On with a 5. Facebook /JUSZKC. Instagram /JUSZKC. I see y'all ladies later. I definitely don't want us to cut us off, but it's definitely about to get there.
You know it.
So, y'all ladies have a good night. We love y'all. Keep safe and definitely keep hydrated as high as H. Y'all know what I want to say. But, yeah, definitely. Y'all have a good night.